This is sort of one of my favorite quotes of the Buddha. It comes up in many different settings. This is one: here, Ananda, having gone to the forest, to the foot of a tree, or to an empty hut, a monk reflects thus: this is peaceful, this is sublime. That is the stilling of all formations, the relinquishment of all acquisitions, the destruction of craving, cessation, nibbana. This contemplation of nibbana is something that has so many wholesome or positive connotations that the mind is drawn to it and relinquishes other aspects of, say, lower fascination or obsession. This perception is termed the perception of cessation. That's in the...
Girimananda?
Thank you. It was turned to the image. It started with a G, Girimananda. Girimananda Sutta, Anguttara 10s. The recollection of the peace of Nibbana, Upasama Anusati. There's 10 Anusatis, 10 recollections. And recollection of the peace of Nibbana, which the Buddha praised in glowing terms. And this is in Anguttara 1, 20, 102. Monks, if even for the lasting of a finger snap, a monk should practice the recollection of the peace of Nibbana, such a one may be called a monk. He is one whose meditation is not fruitless, abides doing the master's bidding, takes advice, and eats the country's alms food to some purpose. What could I not say of those who make much of recollection of the peace of Nibbana? So that image comes up. And for me, I oftentimes bring it up. This is peaceful, this is sublime. That is the stilling of all formations, relinquishment of all acquisitions, the destruction of craving, cessation, Nibbana. In Pali, etang panidang yanidang sabbasankhara samata sabbupadipati nisago tanhakayo nirodho Nibbana. In some places it has viraka as well, dispassion, cessation, Nibbana. Yeah.
Is that also Anguttara Nikaya 10.120?
This one is in 1060, but that phrase, etang satin, etang panidang, that comes up in quite a few places through the canon, where the Buddha is describing the goal, really, or praising the goal. Yeah, this is peaceful, this is sublime, this is worthy of one's attention. Santi is, of course, peace. Panidang is refined or sublime. That is sabbasankhara samatha. Samatha, of course, is the stilling of all formations. Samatha is a tranquility, bringing all the various formations, particularly mental formations, to a place of stillness. Sabbupadi, I brought it up yesterday, that word upadi, acquisitions, it's both the material world of acquisitions, but also the mental world of the acquisition of personality and temperament, acquiring the five khandhas and the five aggregates as the basis of identification. And the tanhakayo, the destruction of craving, and the kaya, because sometimes destruction is, somehow I've got to annihilate this craving, which is not really a helpful tool. But kaya literally means wearing away or diminution, exhaustion, ending. It has a different flavor to it. In that sense of destroying, is that, you know, being willing to wear it away, you know, let it come to a place of settling.